Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Hello, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for January 2010. This month, we're going to dust off a bunch of old tapes out of our library and listen to some good old radio.
WABC, AM and FM, New York.
77 WABC.
WABC. Hit line.
This is number six from the WABC Silver Dollar. And once again, the question to Peter, Paul, and Mary, what's the name of that song?
The answer is blowing in the wind.
A box of Snickers to that gentleman. That's blowing in the wind, Peter, Paul, and Mary on WABC, New York Town.
No matter what the time or place, let's keep up with that happy pace. Get real action, 7-Up, your thirst away.
Sure and nice indeed, the Bristol Stomp done by the Dovell Silver Dollar Souvenir of Solid Gold right here in your dining room show on WABC, 83 degrees in New York Town, 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. You know, you can be the handsomest guy or the loveliest doll for miles around, Kemosabe, but three enemies will spoil it all: pimples, blackheads, and acne. You remember them? Members of the Nitty Gang? Well, now you can do something about them. Proper pH, you get it today, huh?
77 WABC. WABC.
I don't know what they have planned for me today, but this is the day they're going to try to fool me in that April Fool contest. Well, here I am anyway, folks. So,
you're on your mark. Get set for All American. 77 WABC.
I see there's guys in the studio who don't belong here, and I don't know what's going on. Come on, Ray, what's happening here? I'm very much shook up. All I know is I walked in and there's shreds of a bomb all over the floor. Evidently, it went off too soon. Anyway, this is Big Dan Ingram laughing and scratching at April Fool's Day. Yes.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's morn.
It's number nine from the All-American Survey.
They call her.
All right. Dawn, the Four Seasons, a minute past two, and you're Ingram, Blingram.
It's WLS. Skyview Traffic brought to you by Jewel Food Stores.
Summer refreshers cost less at Jewel through Wednesday. Get 12-ounce cans of Mountain Dew, Sunkissed Orange, regular, or Diet Pepsi Free or Pepsi for only $2.99 at Jewel.
WLS, AM, and FM, Chicago.
Larry Lujack in the morning, 8:05. And details on how you can win your share of 100 grand coming up here at WLS. See an 18-wheeler hit a car at 60 miles an hour. See a Peterbilt attempt an 8-car jump. See pretty 19-year-old Shauna in a turbocharged Kenworth. Where? Where else? Santa Fe Speedway tonight at 8 p.m.
WLS.
8:16. Drive by the cars at WLS. 20 minutes past 8, mostly sunny, cooler and less humid today. High in the low 80s this afternoon, overnight low 65, and the weekend looks good. It's going to be cooler tomorrow, too, with a high only about 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon, and no rain forecast for the weekend. What has been the most requested song this morning? The homecoming queen's got a gun is next. 20 minutes past 8, traffic guy Don Nelson.
The inbound Eisenhower becoming very heavy again on the west end from Wolf Road into First Avenue.
And I've got them stacked up all over the lot, so I invite everybody to come in this weekend because we have to sell these cars. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Ed.
Going back to the office, Bob?
No, Ed, I can't. There's cars in there. I'm doing business out of the lunch wagon across the street.
It's Downey Ford for the biggest auto sale in the Southland, 9500 Lakewood Boulevard, just one block south of the Santa Ana Freeway.
Let's check in, huddle-bloors, on number one, KRLA. I better repeat that. There's a few people over there at that other station who don't know yet. Number one, KRLA.
KRLA.
We don't lie.
Sight, isn't it, Lieutenant Cavendish?
I'll say, Colonel Splendid, it makes chills run up and down my spine, standing here watching Emperor Hudson's ships pass by in review.
Look at the size of that aircraft carrier.
Yeah, and the planes are just about to take off.
Fantastic showing of naval strength, Cavendish.
Look, Colonel Splendid,
That PT boat is out of control.
Great Scott, give me that megaphone, Cavendish.
You there, in the PT boat. Get control of that confounded boat before you crash into the side of the Emperor's bathtub.
Join now. Become a lieutenant in Hudson's Commandos. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Hudson, KRLA, Pasadena.
KRLA, your station for Beagle celebration. So here are the Beagles for you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is Freddie Cannon.
This is Bobby Rydell.
This is Chubby Checker.
This is Neil Sedaka.
This is Gene Pending.
This is Pat Boone.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett.
This is Eddie Arnold.
Hi there, this is Paul Anka.
This is Frank Sinatra.
This is Connie Francis.
This is Andy Williams.
Hi, this is Brian Holland.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee.
This is Johnny Tillotson.
Hi, this is Bobby Darin.
Hi, this is Roy Orbison.
This is Stan Freeberg.
Hi, we're the Birds.
New Year's Eve with Dick Biondi.
Hi, this is Dick Biondi, and this is the KRLA New Year's Eve party from now until midnight. You will be hearing special New Year's greetings from a host of your favorite stars in the music and entertainment field, along with many hits of the past. So come on along, swing and be happy. It's New Year's Eve at KRLA.
Ain't you glad there's a KRLA?
Everybody and welcome. This is New Year's Eve 1965, and we're about ready to have a wild 6 hours, all sorts of exciting things, and we're waiting for our first call, and I think we're about ready to hear from one of your favorites, a young man who I'm sure you'll all be enjoying to hear from. So let's pick up the phone and see. Wait a minute, we're having just a bit of trouble having you switched into the studio. I think we're ready, and here comes our first call, I believe, and I'm still not in here yet. I'm waiting for the light to flash, and as soon as it does, we'll pick up the phone and see who's on. Are we ready? Here we go. Hello.
Hello, this is Sandy Nelson calling.
Hi, Sandy. This is Dick Biondi.
Well, hi. How are you?
Fine. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Hope you have a wonderful New Year, and all the people listening, have a wonderful New Year to you, too.
Thank you, Sandy Nelson.
Thank you.
Here's Sandy's big hit of Let There Be Drums. Okay, there's the sound of Mr. Sandy Nelson opening up the Dick Biondi New Year's Eve party. And our music and cash time on this New Year's Eve is 4 minutes and 10 seconds past the hour of 6 o'clock.
It's filled with photos of what you'll do, shows the machines you'll operate. Right now, for your free construction booklet, write to Heavy Construction, Winner, Chicago 1. That's Heavy Construction, WINR, Chicago 1. Or call Long Beach 1-9646. Long Beach 1-9646 and get that free booklet on Heavy Construction, and I'd do it right away. 1229, that's the correct Central Standard Time. WINR Rear Window Time on the Ready Eddie Going Steady Party. How's your dog?
Moving and grooving in Winterland. WINR 1390. The station that has won Chicago.
This is Chicago's big winner, WINR 1390 on your dial in Highland Park.
WYNR split second headline.
One U.S. enlisted man was killed and another wounded Sunday when Viet Cong guerrillas ambushed a convoy in South Vietnam. Voting was heavy Sunday in Venezuela's presidential election despite bullets and threats of death. In other WYNR news, a tank car overturned and spilled 20,000 gallons of muriatic acid in New York Central derailment near South Byron, New York. And last but not least, an ex-convict horrified 40 worshippers at a North Carolina church by killing his wife and the pastor with a sawed-off shotgun, then killing himself. Currently 35 WINR degrees.
It's in the air everywhere, WINR 1390, the station with the happy difference.
Hey, come along, listen to the song. This is Hammy Sammy Cook, number 33 for thee and me. The big sound of Little Red Roosters or What's New in the Barnyard.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart?
Solid Gold 1965.
Solid Gold 1966.
Come on, people.
One album, a million memories.
The Big Ten Summer Gold Album.
Available wherever records are sold.
WCFM.
Dick Biondi on a three-day golden weekend, reminding you cerebral palsy is brain damage. The body just doesn't work right. Training helps, but training is costly. You can help. Give to United Cerebral Palsy's 53-minute march, January the 12th. Sly and the Family Stone, the Dick Biondi program, CFL Big Ten, everyday people. A trip to the Hudson River with Freddie Cannon, just opposite New York, Palisade Park.
I took a walk after dark, Palisade Park.
Big Ten.
You go to Palisade Park.
3 days solid gold weekend. Dick Biondi with you. Sunny today with a high of 3 to 5 above. Here comes some bubblegum music. Everybody start chewing now.
Roberts, WCFL News. Contract talks in trouble. After a meeting with the school board this morning, Chicago Teachers Union President John Desmond said, apparently the board wants the teachers on the street. Winds from the west at 16 miles per hour. Temperatures in the northwest suburbs 6, southwest suburbs 6, downtown at Marina City 9 degrees. Howie Roberts, WCFL News.
Dick Biondi.
Night was clear. And the moon was yellow.
Big Ten WCFL. And the beat goes on.
Well, you just heard Stagger Lee with Lloyd Price from the year 1959 on a three-day weekend. Dick Biondi here till 4. This is B.J. Thomas. Hooked on a feeling. Listen now.
I can't stop this feeling.
Big Ten WCFL. Where the news is.
Dick Biondi, and a thank you to all the beautiful girls and handsome guys looking in outside at us today, looking at CFL. By the way, if you haven't got anything to do, call 222-1000 and say happy anniversary, Patty. Today's our anniversary. Supreme's Reflections. WCFL, three-day solid gold weekend. From the Supremes to the Doors, come on now and touch me. CFL, the voice of labor, 129 Chicago. We're going to take a trip heading southwest to where those pretty little women are.
Kansas City, gonna give me one.
WCFL.
The Dick Biondi program from Wilbert Harrison in Kansas City to Mr. Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman. Great song coming up, listen.
I am a lineman for the county.
A big three-day weekend, sunny today with a high of about 10 above. The Dick Biondi program from CFL.
Big Ten WCFL. Solid.
From Buffalo, New York, the year was 1902. The Rockin' Rebels' Wild Weekend.
Halt! 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 Hey, it's over! Stop what you say!
Oh. Well, close. It's 6:11 right now. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock at 6:10 KFRC. I keep out of jeopardy myself, and I do it by trying to run a nice, clean radio program for early morning risers. And I don't tell ethnic jokes. And if I do tell ethnic jokes, I call them ethnics. Of course, then I get nasty letters from ethnics. For instance, what do you call an ethnic in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise?
Now, wait a minute, yeah.
And what do you call an ethnic with a dog? A vegetarian.
No, I don't.
Listen, dumbness runs in my family. Take my Uncle Nicky Flannery, first man to tap dance on the wing of a plane. Also the first man to be scraped off Sacramento. Squirt. Well, for heaven's sakes, it's man's best friend. Come here, guy. Come here. This is Roscoe. He's my dog. Well, we had nice broiled hamburgers last night with some onions and mushrooms on them and some whole kernel corn. And, here. Huh? What's the matter? You don't know how to eat a whole kernel corn? Well, it's simple. You take it in your hands. Oh, I see the problem. Well, try it anyway. Come on, you can try it. Come on. Now, Roscoe, you're getting it up your nose. Okay, all right. I'll cut the corn off the cob for you. It's only a radio program I'm doing here. Okay, I'll just cut off the corn. It's great corn on the cob, isn't it? Oh, gee, no, I'm just cutting the corn off the cob. You think I was going to neuter you or something? Jeez. Relax. Oops. Now, I guess we can move along with the important part of the program. All of the All-Stars are in town today. Going to be playing a little baseball tonight. And, well, usually what I try to do on, you know, important days like this is get Kay to fix something portable we can take into the family room so we can watch the game. I wonder if we could maybe talk Kay into making a little pizza tonight. Kay makes great homemade pizza. I mean the best. Absolutely incredible. Then we watch the All-Star kids. Okay, all right, I'll cut you some more corn. Jeez. Remind me to never bring whole kernel corn in for Roscoe. Cut you a little bit more here. No, I'm just cutting the corn. Jeez. You must have had some bad upbringing, because anytime you see a knife,
gonna cut you three ways: frequent, deep, and wide.
Now wait a minute.
Yeah, okay, jeez. Now the 6-10 weather's pretty much like yesterday, but a touch warmer. Few clouds by the coast, sunny inland, and low 70s at the beach, into the... Look, he didn't eat all that corn I cut him. Oh, for heaven's sakes. 90 degrees inland today. And the, yes? Oh, like that made a difference. 55 degrees in the city at 6:15.
Come have fun. Santa Cruz.
Lifesavers Roll Candy. Great taste for less than 10 calories each.
You bet your Lifesavers.
Well, the dog's been fed. We made a big executive decision to have a little pizza tonight. Now if I can just convince the vice president in charge of affairs, we'll be all set. In the meantime, we got a good-looking Tuesday morning. 6:17 in the city. 17 after 6 o'clock. Doctor's here. Everything's under control. And if nobody said it to you, I'd love to be the very first to say good morning. Borderline. But just remember one thing. When the good Lord said be fruitful and multiply, the total human population was 2. 21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock at 6:10 KFRC. It's Dr. Dodd Rose. What's going on this morning? Oh, the Democratic National Convention is getting a little closer. In fact, the restaurant down the street is coming up with a
bipartisan sandwich, surplus cheese, and some warmed over bologna. Oh, I have a note of warning to the audience this morning. Listening to the gags and the music and not to the commercials is the same thing as stealing.
Right.
Now, you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company.
There's something, and I didn't know anything about it, so I had to pay my $2.
If you're coming out here, be sure you have your $2 ready. There are no deals for anyone this week. Mike Sugarman, 610 KFRC, Candlestick Park.
TV coverage starts at 5 o'clock. The game itself will start at 5:40. Oh, and doctor, we cannot forget here in the sports news, Willie Sanchez led the Tastes Great team to a 7-5 win over the less filling team, which included Dave the Duke Sholin.
Hooray!
In the light all-star game yesterday at Candlestick as a warm-up to the big all-star game.
Now, that's hot. That's hot.
Willie, I didn't know that this morning. He's on his way home now. So
you should have seen him lumbering around the bases.
Enough said. 610 KFRC weather for Northern California, much like yesterday, only a little bit warmer into the 90s in the suburbs. 61 Sacramento, 55 Oakland, 56 San Jose, 54 Marin, 55 in the city, 632.
Don't pay any attention to me. I'm just agreeing.
I'm Dave McQueen now from 610 KFRC San Francisco, Dr. Donruss.
Well, Dave, you're the one that opened this can of worms.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
On this day in 1962, Telstar went into orbit, and we've got it here on 610, your 5,000-watt blowtorch in Northern California!
That's right!
Now, that's what I call... At 610 KFRC, the tornadoes. Now, come on, you didn't expect to hear that one this morning, did you, huh? 22 years ago today, did you see those first pictures originating from Paris? Shown on American television? Start of a new era. 6:35, it's 25 before 7. At 610 KFRC, it's Dr. Dodd Rose. Well, things have changed a lot since then. I know nowadays the boss is so much more relaxed. He put an aquarium in his office. In fact, I was in yesterday. He said, come on in, sit down, grab a pole.
Pick-a-pole.
Must be nice to be rich. Boss took me to lunch one time, and it was so classy. Our table had a waiter, a busboy, a wine steward, and a financial advisor. Boss says you're not really up there till you have kids that are going to high school. Class reunions.
And the day is coming, sun's up.
And I would like to thank MJ Caballero, the office manager, for a dentist out in our neck of woods, W.H. Clements.
You get a positive.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Bob from the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Bob, what can we play for you on the time machine?
Well, how about Time Won't Let Me by the Outsiders?
There's a hot one. Here it is. What's your favorite station, Bob?
Hey, it's only WNBC.
WNBC, the Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me. That's a good request there. 22 minutes before 10 o'clock, Jim Collins with 32 WNBC degrees in New York.
With a grease shampoo and conditioner. Like
I
never
met
before.
Hi, this is Alan Colmes. You ever thought about becoming a radio star? Now's the time to do something about it. WNBC and the Connecticut School of Broadcasting offers you the chance.
That's one.
offers you the chance to do just to do that something. Alan Combs, that's me, will give you one lucky listener a scholarship to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where you can get the hands-on experience you need to be successful in the broadcast industry. To enter, send a cassette tape of yourself, 1 minute or less in length, to Radio Star, Post Office Box WNBC, New York, New York, 10185. I'll choose three finalists who'll compete for the scholarship live on the air on January 29th. Our own Radio Star maker, Dale Parsons, will judge, and one winner will get a scholarship to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting at the location of his or her choice in Rochelle Park, New Jersey, Stratford, Connecticut, Farmington, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, or Palm Beach, Florida. You can be a Radio Star with a scholarship from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Where was there a seven?
Radio Store.
Star.
You can become a Radio Star.
With a scholarship from the Connecticut...
That's eight. That's for the pause to question me.
You can get
nine
a scholarship from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting and 66 WNBC.
Okay, that was nine mistakes. Maybe you should think of enrolling here.
All the weather's on 66 WNBC.
It's looking real nice, partly sunny, milder by afternoon with a high near 50. Tonight we could have a little light rain or drizzle dropping down to 40. Tomorrow, rain possible, but a high still back around 50. Right now, 32 WNBC degrees.
66 WNBC.
It's a blast.
18 minutes before 10 o'clock. Today, it's the Time Machine from WNBC.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing.
WHOT weather.
Partly cloudy this evening, becoming cloudy with showers developing later tonight. Tomorrow, colder, chance of snow flurries. Low tonight, the mid-30s. High tomorrow, the upper 30s. WHOT temperature, 43. 12 midnight, Mark Daly.
WHOT Camel, WHOT FM, Youngstown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al Knight.
And now, WHOT FM, Youngstown leaves the air.
Bye-bye.
Obviously, that is from back in the days when a lot of radio people thought FM would never amount to much. And before I forget, MarketScope could sure use your help. If you'd like to record radio stations in your hometown to share with the DX Audio Service, send them to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. The DX Audio Service membership and my cat, Captain Whammo, would be most grateful. Happy New Year, everybody. Now here are the musings from the members.
The Musers.
Hi, this is Mike Lance wishing everybody a very happy holiday season. And unfortunately, things happened between myself and Bailey, and I did not work out, but we're trying to work everything together. So who knows what will happen. Anyway, thanks for the best wishes, and happy holiday season to everybody. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you that when I was in New York, I could pick up WQAM in Miami, and I also picked up 540 in the Pine Hills, Florida area near Orlando, plus a lot of the radio stations up there, like 570. You could get the Cuban TikTok radio station, and same thing with 790 and 870. Okay, happy holiday season, everybody. Thanks for listening.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. I'd like to hear some more of that WKBW and WNDR. Also, I'd like to agree with Fred. I think some of the musings on the December issue were too long and would be a good idea to make them shorter.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I found out about the station in Michigan on 1260. It's between Zeeland and Holland. I think the colors are WPMW. They're 10,000 watts in the daytime. Also, Joe McConnell, who has been a very good sports announcer, is retiring. His last job was announcing Purdue University football, but I remember when he got baseball jobs with the Minnesota Twins and then one of the Chicago teams for a while, too, and he also did some work in Indianapolis. Well, quite a bit more news about who's going to be announcing baseball games next year. Buck Martinez just got a job on TV with the Toronto Blue Jays. He'd been there before and was down in Baltimore for a few years. And the Cincinnati Reds have hired Paul Keels to be part of the TV crew, which I think is great. He does a wonderful job on the radio with Ohio State football and basketball. and he worked in Cincinnati when I lived there, some on WLW and some over at WCKY. I think he went to WWJ in Detroit for a while, too. He has been around WCCO Minneapolis also. And Dick Enberg got a job with the San Diego Padres. He's 74 years old. He had original experience with the Angels, and then he was with the network, I think NBC, for quite a time. He's an excellent announcer, originally from Michigan. And I want to say also my heartfelt thanks to John Bowker and his family for how nice they always treated me at the conventions. And I called John after I came home from the convention in Ellentown, and we had a very nice chat.
Greetings, this is John Wesley Smith, a.k.a. John W. Smith, an on-and-off-again subscriber over the years. On again, thanks to EDXN. I'm glad to have that option of downloading the DX Audio service online. First of all, hope everybody had good holidays. Happy New Year. John Bowker, you will be missed. Thanks for the great work you've done over the years. We resolved our digital TV problem as much as is possible, thanks to getting a preamp for VHF and UHF for our antenna from Best Buy, I think it was. And basically, that gives us two amplifiers on our digital TV antenna, so that brings in the one VHF station that wasn't coming in previously and helps the UHF stations come in better. Now, a question about iBock. I'm hearing a lot of AM stations with iBock saying that they have a digital signal on FM, on one of the FM station's digital channels. And I'm wondering what this means for iBock. Is this going to eventually mean that iBock on AM will go away? What's the purpose of having two digital signals for the station if one of them is on AM and one's on FM? And what's the future of iBock as a result? Thanks.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 646-402-5685. That's 646-402-5685. And when prompted, pull out your magic secret post-toasties decoder ring and enter the numbers 62544. That's 62544. Remember, you don't call the 360 number. We've had a couple people say to us, well, you know that number works. Well, it may work for some people, but the unfortunate situation is we cannot get any of the muses off the system. So if you do leave something on there, it is lost to the ages. So please call the area code 646 number and all will be fine. To answer the question about the iBock, basically, when you're transmitting this digital form, you can put on different streams or different channels of audio. Kind of think of it as, say, channels 2 through 6 on a TV are one television station, all transmitting them at the same time, and you can switch through the different channels. So HD1 might be one program, HD2 might be a second program. What some stations are doing, we have one up north that's doing this, is on their FM station, the FM analog portion is repeated or simulcast on the HD1 service, and then they take the audio from their analog AM station, they put that on their HD2 service. Whether or not it works, I couldn't tell you. I simply scratch my head at the whole mess because it just doesn't make sense to me. Number one, I've tried it, and I don't like the quality of the audio. It sounds to me like a poorly encoded MP3. Secondly, the stations around here that I've tried to listen to, I cannot hold the signal, so it's never dependable. I get far more many stations on the analog side than I do the one station during the daytime on the digital side. And then the third thing is kind of a, I guess, principle standpoint, and that is the whole iBock platform is owned essentially by one company, which is Ubiquiti, and I just have a problem with one company owning all the rights to all the transmission equipment for the radio broadcast side and all the receivers for everybody who wants to listen to radio. And God help us if for some reason Congress decides that they're going to kill analog radio like they did analog television, because at that point, all bets are off how much people pay for radio. Speaking of paying, there was an article that appeared on the MSNBC site, and I went over to AP and got the full story, which is very, very interesting. It's titled, Free Broadcast TV May Go the Way of the VHS Tape. Networks may act similar to cable channels to fight declining ad revenues. This is more from the money side than technical, but I thought I'd read it to you anyways because it's kind of a compelling story about what may happen in the future. For more than 60 years, TV stations have broadcast news, sports, and entertainment for free, and they made their money by showing commercials. That may not work much longer. The business model is unraveling at ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, and the local stations that carry the network's programming. Cable television and the web have fractured the audience for free TV and siphoned its ad dollars. The recession has squeezed advertising even further, forcing broadcasters to accelerate their push for new ways to get revenue to pay off their programming. That will play out in living rooms across the country. The changes could mean higher cable or satellite TV bills, as the networks and the local stations squeeze more fees from pay TV providers, such as Comcast and DirecTV, for the right to show broadcast TV channels in their lineups. The networks might even ditch free broadcast signals in the next few years. Instead, they could operate as cable channels, a move that could spell the end of free TV as Americans have known it since the 1940s. Good programming is expensive, said Rupert Murdoch, whose News Corp owns Fox. He told this to people in a shareholders meeting this fall. It can no longer be supported solely by advertising revenues. No idol. Some may lose Fox in the game of TV chicken. Fox is pursuing its strategy in public, warning that its broadcasts, including college football bowl games, could go dark Friday for subscribers of Time Warner Cable unless the pay TV operator gives Fox higher fees. For its part, Time Warner Cable is asking customers whether it should roll over or get tough in its negotiations. The future of free TV also could be altered as the biggest pay TV provider, Comcast Corporation, prepares to take control of NBC. Comcast has not signaled plans to end the NBC's free broadcasts. But Jeff Zucker, who runs NBC and its sister cable channels such as CNBC and Bravo, told investors this month that the cable model is just superior to the broadcast model. The traditional broadcast model works like this. CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox distribute shows through networks of local stations. The networks own a few stations in big markets, but most are affiliates owned by separate companies. Traditionally, the networks paid affiliates to broadcast their shows, though these fees have dwindled to nearly nothing as local stations have seen their audience shrink. What hasn't changed is where the money mainly comes from: advertising. Cable channels make the most of their money by charging pay TV providers a monthly fee per subscriber for their programming. On average, the pay TV providers pay about 26 cents for each channel they carry, according to research from SNL Kagan. A channel as highly rated as ESPN can get close to $4, while some, such as MTV2, go for just a few pennies. With both advertising and fees, ESPN has seen its revenue grow to $6.3 billion this year from $1.8 billion a decade ago, according to SNL Kagan's estimates. It has been able to bid for premium events that networks had traditionally aired, such as football games. Cable channels also have been able to fund higher quality shows, such as AMC's Mad Men, rather than recycling movies and TV series. That, plus a growing number of channels, has given cable a bigger share for the ad pie. In 1998, cable channels drew roughly $9.1 billion, or 24% of the total TV ad spending, according to the Television Bureau of Advertising. By 2008, they were getting $21.6 billion, or 39%. A tale of two business models. Having two revenue streams, advertising and fees from pay TV providers, has insulated cable channels from the recession. In contrast, over-the-air stations have been forced to cut staff, and at least two broadcast groups have sought bankruptcy protection this year. Fox illustrates the trend. Its broadcast operations reported a 54% drop in operating income from the quarter that ended in September of 2009. Its cable channels, which include Fox News and FX, grew their operating income by 41%. Analysis Tom Love of Zenith Optimedia says he expects the big networks will end the year with a 9% drop in ad revenue, followed by an 8% drop in 2010 and zero growth for 2011. Long wait for internet ad revenues to grow. A small chunk of the ad revenues is being recouped online, where the networks sell episodes for a few dollars each or run ads alongside the shows, such as Hulu. Media economist Jack Myers projects online video advertising will grow to a $2 billion business by 2012, from just $350 million to $400 million this year. But that is not significant enough to make up for the lost ad revenue on the airwaves. Advertisers spent $34 billion on broadcast commercials in 2008, down by $2.4 billion from 2 years earlier, according to the Television Bureau of Advertising. So rather than wait for the internet to become a bigger source of income, the networks and local stations are mimicking what cable channels do. They're charging pay TV companies a monthly fee per subscriber to carry their programming. Since 1994, the Federal Communications Commission has let networks and their affiliates seek payments for including their programming in the pay TV lineup. Not everyone demanded payments at first. Instead, they relied on the broader audience that cable and satellite gave them to increase what they could charge their advertisers. The big networks were also content to let their broadcast stations essentially be subsidized by higher fees for the cable channels that fell under the same corporate umbrella. A pay TV company negotiating with the Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, is likely paying more for the ABC Family Channel than it would otherwise, with the extra assumed to help Disney cover its costs for the ABC network broadcasts. But over time, such contracts generally run for about 3 years, more networks began demanding payments for the stations that they own, and affiliates already receive the fees have bargained for more money. Some talks have been tense. In 2007, Sinclair Broadcast Group, which operates 32 network-affiliated stations around the country, pulled its signals for nearly a month from the Mediacom Communications Corporation, which provides cable TV to about 1.3 million subscribers, mainly in small cities. The American Cable Association says its members, mainly small cable TV providers, have seen their costs for carrying local TV stations more than triple over the past 3 years. The group's head, Matt Poca, says that these fees have gone straight to consumers' pocketbooks in the form of higher cable bills. Gannett Company, for instance, which operates 23 stations, has taken in $56 million in fees from pay TV operators this year after negotiating a new batch of agreements, up from $18 million in 2008. Dave Luge, president of Gannett's broadcast arm, defends the fees, saying, "Broadcasters were late to the game in really starting to go after the fair market value of their signals." Analysts estimate CBS managed to get as much as 50 cents per subscriber in its most recent talks with pay TV providers that carry CBS-owned stations. CBS Corp. Chief Leslie Moonves said that the fees should add hundreds of millions of dollars to revenues annually. That should just be the beginning. CBS and Fox are also asking for a portion of their fees that their affiliates get, arguing that the network shows are what give the local stations leverage to ask for the fees. Over time, the networks may be able to get even more money by abandoning the affiliate structure and undoing a key element of free TV. Now here's why. Pay TV providers are paying the networks only for the stations the network owns. That amounts to a little less than a third of the TV audience, which means local affiliates recoup two-thirds of the fees. If a network operated purely as a cable channel and cut the affiliates out, the network could get the fees for the entire pay TV audience. If forced to go independent, affiliates would have to air their own programming, including local news and syndicated shows. Fitch Ratings analyst Jamie Rizzo predicts that at least one of the four broadcast networks, quote, could explore, unquote, becoming a cable channel as early as 2011. Any shift could take years as the networks untangle complicated affiliate contracts. At an analysis conference last year, CBS's Moonves said that the idea is a very interesting proposition, but he added that it would really change the universe that we're in. And that story was from Associated Press. And with that, I just have enough time to say goodbye. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service for February 2010. 73.